Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland residents are facing an enormous cleanup of their homes and businesses in the aftermath of 300 millimetres of rainfall across Brisbane on Tuesday. Flash flooding has inundated North Brisbane, with parts of Moreton Bay still underwater in knee-deep conditions. While creek and rivers may continue to overflow, weather authorities have forecasted a mostly dry and cloudy end to the week. Environmental authorities are investigating a mass marine death event that occurred in the Brisbane River earlier this week. Multiple dead fish and mud crabs were reported along the riverbank and floating in the river by residents. While the Queensland Department of Environment have not confirmed the cause of these deaths yet, there have been reports of an oil or fuel spill that may have contaminated the waterways. In national news, listeners are advised that this next story contains mentions of child abuse. If you or anyone you know is in need of support, please contact Lifeline on 131114. Proceedings have begun in Victoria Supreme Court with former clients of one of Australia's most notable specialist abuse law firms, alleging that the firm failed to obtain appropriate compensation from the institutions responsible for their abuse. The former clients faced institutional child abuse, sought alternative legal aid after receiving a small amount of compensation from the original law firm, Waller Legal, and in doing so received significantly higher payouts after switching lawyers. The clients allege that Waller Legal is negligent and in breach of their legal contract. A South Australian tribunal will be ordering compensation for a former youth support worker who fell ill after receiving a mandatory COVID booster shot. The former worker for the Department for Child Protection was diagnosed 2 weeks after his third shot with post-vaccine pericarditis by cardiologists, which is an inflammation of the membrane around the heart. As the booster shot was mandatory to continue employment, the worker will be receiving workers' compensation, which includes weekly income and medical payments. In international news, Ukraine and Russia have exchanged prisoners of war for the first time since a Russian military transport plane was shot down. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said this was one of the biggest exchange of prisoners of war yet, with approximately 195 prisoners returned to each side. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of a morning shower. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.